Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade.
Good morning, I'm John Hockenberry, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and you're listening to a little Billie Holiday, and it's God Bless the Child. A pick by Terrence McKnight, a music writer, blogger, and host of Evening Music here at WNYC, and he's weighed in on our compiling of an official playlist for Economic Hard Times, as did many of you. You also weighed in, and now it's Terrence's chance, and he joins us in the studio. Welcome, Terrence McKnight.
Thanks for having me.
How did you come up with the list? What songs, I mean, how did you come up with, or how did you decide which songs you would put on your Economic Hard Times list?
Well, you know, with Billie Holiday, I had to think about the Great Depression and somebody who may have been writing music or singing music from that time. That was certainly a hard time that's probably similar to some of the hard times that people are having now. But there was another pick by a group called Run DMC that I believe came from the 80s. And these guys were perhaps a little prophetic because they talked about hard times coming to small towns, or at least to my town or to your town. So
yeah, we actually played that one yesterday.
So yeah,
one of our listeners actually sent that one in as a suggestion. But that's sort of 80s and kids in high school in New York in the 80s remember that very, very prominently.
Yeah.
But you definitely chose much quieter examples. Here's your second one was Miles Davis, Kinda Blue.
Actually, we're supposed to pick Kinda Blue. I think this is Freddie Freeloader.
Oh, is that?
Yes,
you are right. Well, this is why Terrence is the music expert. Would you choose this song anyhow for a hard times playlist?
Yeah, this kind of helps you get through the hard times. This one right here, this has a little groove to it. You know,
well, that's kind of
a
good...
reflect on your hard times, but move beyond them.
Well, kind of,
that's a good one.
Kind of Blue is a huge album. It's really a theme for the bebop era. And, I mean, I certainly play it a lot when times are rough.
All right, you're the music expert. So we're going to have you take a listen to two listeners' contributions and tell us what you think about it.
Hi, I'm Estelle Santis. I'm calling from New York City, listening to WNYC. And my song for the season is an old Kingston trio, the Merry Minuet.
They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain.
Well,
that's great.
And thanks for that, Estelle. And Anne wrote in on our website with this suggestion.
For the poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his corn.
And that's LaVon Helm with Poor Old Dirt Farmer. What do you think about those two? Kind of upbeat more than they are down songs.
Yeah, it's a different take on hard times. The first one almost made me feel like maybe that person singing about hard times will have some bad karma because there seemed to be some laughter about somebody else's hard times. And I'd be a little leery of that one. The second one will certainly reminded me of perhaps some Appalachian kind of blues or some type of depiction of hard times.
And it's a
universal thing. So,
and your choice is going to get the last say here, and it's Billie Holiday's Give Me a Pig Foot and a Bottle of Beer.
Give me a pig foot.
Thanks, Terrence McKnight.
And a bottle of beer.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.